Introduction. Fame. Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Habakkuk 1:5. I am terrified. I am terrified I, despite having an intimate knowledge of the King of Kings and the Creator of the universe, might never fully experience the awesome power of my God. I am terrified I might never yield fully to Him in a way that allows His intentions of glory revealed to occur through me. I am terrified the fame of my God might never be truly known in these times, in my time. And even if His fame and glory are revealed, I am terrified I might miss the role I am intended to play in bringing that dream into reality. I am troubled to think I might not get a chance to play the part He long ago created for me in making His fame known in my days. So yes, I am terrified. And you should be similarly terrified. But those shivers of terror are nothing compared to the shivers of exhilaration at the thought that my God might indeed be made known in my time. Those shivers intensify when I consider His fame might be realized anew, specifically because of what He wants to do through me, the way He wants to tell His story through my story. To be sure, it would be enough for His fame to simply be made known in my time, no matter the vessel. That alone is the goal. But to be invited into that revelation and to be entrusted with helping usher it in is something infinitely beyond anything I could ask or imagine. And yet, that is precisely my mission. It is exactly and without mistake my calling because I know of His power and His fame. I have heard of His mighty deeds, and I have the overwhelming good fortune of being invited to make that fame known in these times, in my time. So I shiver with anticipation in a way that completely overwhelms my shivers of terror. You should shiver too, because this is not my call alone. It is yours as well. We are called to rise together as one with a single and unified mission in mind, that of making the famous one known in our time. You also have heard of His mighty works and know of His power and fame. You too are called to usher in that fame in our time. There was another who was terrified by these thoughts, another who shivered with terror, but also with excitement and anticipation at the prospect of ushering in the fame of his God in his day and time, another who longed for a revelation of the Almighty God's fame, but lost faith that it would occur on his watch. This one who shivered long before you and me was a prophet. This is his story. The Prophet. The prophet had all but given up on God. He lived in times of great anguish and great oppression. The enemies of his people were terrorizing the land, and most around him were literally and figuratively on the run. It appeared God had abandoned them. It appeared their destruction was imminent and that God had turned his back. Time was running out, and the prophet's patience was running thin. His patience was thin, his frustrations were high, and his hope was nearly gone. So he did the unthinkable. He confronted his God and placed the blame for his people's predicament squarely upon the Almighty God. The prophet told God he was tired of crying out for help only to be ignored. He accused God of not listening to his many pleas. He blamed God for the violence the people were suffering because God had not saved them. He vented at God for tolerating what was happening and for forcing him to